Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on the 21st of February, 2021, and is entitled Sea Island. Now, it is a thin wrapper around a bunch of pictures taken at the place by that name in Vancouver. And I'm not going to read you that little bit of language because it's kind of boring without the pictures. So I'm going to very quickly describe the pictures and shut up. And if my description is sufficiently enthralling, well, you can drop by the actual blog piece and look at the pictures. Okay, so the first picture illustrating the narrative about McDonald Park, which is found on Sea Island, is a picture of the old park headquarters with a honest-to-goodness old payphone outside it, and it's looking kind of broke with some old school typography and a limp wire and so on, and unfortunately it doesn't even work. The next picture is of a dirty, muddy trail, because mud is a major feature of this park, which is not entirely a bad thing, that has some trees glamorously reflected in it. The third one illustrates the language about a swamp, a marsh that's down there, and a very, very aged blue metal sign which has colorful graffiti on it. And then there are pictures, there's a picture of cattails, some of which are sharply in focus and others are extremely blurred. And there's a discussion of photographic techniques and lens selection attached to that. Then there's a very pretty, I think, immodestly, picture of a very long pier that is found also on Sea Island with a glamorous sunset and a silhouetted tree and some people in it. At the time we were there, the tide was out, and so there were huge, endless tidal flats. And here's a picture, sort of a wide-angle picture of a bunch of those flats and the clouds above them. Then there's a picture of some dried-out seagrass, a picture of some living seagrass on the flats, and then finally a long lens shot across the water to the mountains and dappled light on the other side. So if you think you might like this, drop by the blog and look at the pictures. That's all, folks.